with all precincts reported, we have elected Catherine Frey, Jason Merrill, and myself to the Carborough Town Council.
That was Eleazar Posada announcing the race was over and the Carborough Better Together candidates had won after a long campaign. Posada said he could not have teamed up to campaign with anyone better.
I joined with two folks who have shown that they care about the town by being in government boards, by serving for more than a decade in the planning board, or 6 years in the transportation advisory. These are folks that understand how government works, how local government impacts your day-to-day life. So I'm very proud that I was able to join forces with them.
During the celebration, dozens of community members mingled, ate tacos, and waited in anticipation for the election results. Later in the night, the crowd cheerfully watched a drag queen performance.
One of Raleigh's top Latinx queens, Rian Petty!
As Posada's friends, family, and supporters gathered to celebrate the end of his campaign and start of his new role as a town council member, he takes a moment to share his gratitude.
Obviously, in elections, you can never take anything for granted. You have to talk to every voter, knock on every door, take every single vote as sacred as it is, right? Because we're asking folks to give us one of the most important civic duties and responsibilities. And for me, someone's vote is nothing less than sacred, right? So we're asking someone to put their trust and their vote in us.
Posada has lived in and served the Carborough community since 2016. He said he plans on using his knowledge of the community to address problems people face every day.
My vision is to really implement that comprehensive plan, right? We need to bring affordable housing, we need to bring equitable transportation, we need to bring language access, we need to bring ways for folks to interact with our ecosystem in a way that is protecting our communities, right? We know that climate change is real. We know that there's a lot of issues that are coming before town that can impact that, getting people off of cars and into bikes, but having ability for us to be able to walk into town, giving some greenways for folks to travel safely and enjoy nature.
Better Together candidate Jason Merrill has similar goals for Carborough. The former bicycle shop owner said he envisions a town that is equitable, sustainable, and affordable.
There is a strong interest in increasing our stock of affordable housing, that there's a strong interest in improving our multimodal transportation, fulfilling our community values of sustainability and equity, and which is exactly, you know, kind of the values that I put out there and the work that I've been doing.
Catherine Frey, the third member of the trio, has served on the Carborough Planning Board since 2012 and was elected to serve as the chair twice. Frey recalls what they learned from the campaign and what they are looking forward to as an elected official.
One of the most important things I've learned from talking to folks and knocking on a ton of doors is just that there's so much passion in Carborough for local politics. People are so willing to, like, engage with the issues and get nerdy about things, and that really delights me. I've had so many good conversations with people, sometimes about things they care about, sometimes about things they're upset about, and I'm just so looking forward to being able to go back around and talk to people and say, well, here's what we're going to do about all those issues that, you know, are so close to your heart.
The election party came to a close with good music, food, and high hopes for the future of Carborough. On December 5th at the town council meeting, the trio of candidates will officially be sworn in. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Reagan Allen.